Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Duke and I by Julia Quinn. Narrated by Rosalind Landor. Prologue. The birth of Simon Arthur Henry FitzRanulph Bassett, Earl Cliveden, was met with great celebration. Church bells rang for hours. Champagne flowed freely through the gargantuan castle that the newborn would call home, and the entire village of Cliveden quit work to partake of the feast and holiday ordered by the young earl's father.
"This," the baker said to the blacksmith, "is no ordinary baby."
For Simon Arthur Henry FitzRanulph Bassett would not spend his life as Earl Cliveden. That was a mere courtesy title. Simon Arthur Henry FitzRanulph Bassett, the baby who possessed more names than any baby could possibly need, was the heir to one of England's oldest and richest dukedoms. And his father, the 9th Duke of Hastings, had waited years for this moment. As he stood in the hall, outside his wife's confinement room, cradling the squalling infant, the Duke's heart near burst with pride. Already several years past 40, he had watched his cronies, dukes and earls all, beget heir after heir. Some had had to suffer through a few daughters before siring a precious son, but in the end they'd all been assured that their lines would continue, that their blood would pass forward into the next generation of England's elite. But not the Duke of Hastings. Though his wife had managed to conceive 5 times in the 15 years of their marriage, only twice had she carried to full term, and both of those infants had been stillborn.